You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. We are witnessing a political earthquake in the making. Another deep red state has just officially joined the redistricting wars, and new data is already showing that 2028 is shaping up to be an absolute Democrat bloodbath. Make sure to stick with me to the very end of this video because I've got all the data, I've got all the stats to show you precisely how the GOP is poised to hold the House in 2026 and crush the Democrats decisively in 2028. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you're making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat each and every day on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Let's start with the redistricting earthquake that just rocked the political world coming out of the deep red state of Missouri. Yesterday, September 9th, the Missouri House voted 90-65 to approve a congressional map that doesn't just redraw lines, it potentially flips the entire 2026 midterm equation. This isn't your typical once-a-decade redistricting. This is a mid-cycle power play that has Democrats screaming about constitutional violations and Republicans celebrating a political masterstroke. So Missouri Republicans responding to what sources describe as pressure from President Trump's administration passed Governor Mike Kehoe's Missouri First map. So this map surgically dismantles Democrat Congressman Emanuel Cleaver's Kansas City-based 5th District, splitting it three ways and merging urban Democrat voters with solid rural Republican strongholds. And the result is that Missouri's congressional delegation shifts from 6-2 Republican to now officially 7-1. I don't know why they didn't go all the way. Make it 8-0, man. We are playing for keeps here. This is obviously giving the GOP an additional crucial House seat for 2026. But here's the kicker that's already terrifying Democrats. Missouri is, of course, but the latest state to pass a new redistricting map. Texas has already given us 5 new seats. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is promising 3-5 new seats in his state. Missouri is giving us 1. Ohio looks like they're about to give us 2, possibly 3 seats. And Indiana is giving us 1. So thus far, it looks like the GOP has a net gain of 12-15 seats going into the midterms. And even if California's desperate bid at trying to dilute this passes, it's still a net gain of 7-10, which puts the GOP sitting pretty comfortably right now, about 219, 220 safe red seats. They only need 218 to maintain the majority. So any Democrats claiming a blue wave for 2026 is just, I mean, they're just frankly whistling past the graveyard at this point. The Democrats know this is a numbers game. They know only about 10% of congressional seats are up for grabs. And right now, as we speak, Democrats occupy 70% of those swing seats. With the redistricting, the Democrats could win 100% of those swing seats and still fall short of the majority. And again, the Democrats know this. The Missouri NAACP, they filed an emergency lawsuit calling the special session unconstitutional, while Democratic legislatures staged dramatic sit-ins and accused Republicans of aiding and abetting the systematic destruction of our democracy. Blah, 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 blah. These same groups never made so much as a peep when Democrats were gerrymandering in blue states all over the country. So cry me a river. All their screeching is for naught. Republicans hold a supermajority in Missouri, and Governor Kehoe is giving this redistricting his full support. So this map is headed to his desk, and he is going to sign it into law. You know? So do with that as what you will here. So the Republicans are proving undaunted in the redistricting wars, and word on the street is Kansas is next. Kansas looks like they're about to join the redistricting fight. They, too, will contribute another seat. And again, we've talked about this before, but keep your eye on Louisiana. Louisiana, as we speak, is currently in front of the Supreme Court to get them to overturn one of their Democrat districts that was drawn using explicitly racial and thus discriminatory demography. So Louisiana is looking for the court to overturn the VRA, the Voting Rights Act, that's been racially weaponized by the Democrats now for decades to draw predominantly minority-based districts, explicitly excluding and thus discriminating against white voters. So if the VRA is overturned, and most experts, legal experts, believe it will be, I mean, seriously, good night. These redrawn redistricting maps will pale in comparison to the amount of seats that the Republicans could redraw. I mean, we're talking upwards of 25 Democrat districts that could be declared unconstitutional overnight, with the vast majority of them in red states. And if Democrats thought 2026 was already turning out to be a nightmare, they ain't seen nothing yet. Wait until you see what's going on with the new data we're getting on 2028. This is going to absolutely blow you away. Gang, if I were rewriting America Awakened today, I'd have to add an entirely new chapter because of what's happening right now. It's moving faster than I ever predicted. That's why I'm hosting the America Awakened Masterclass, a live, unfiltered deep dive in everything I couldn't put in the book. From the rise of the Patriot economy to the spiritual revival sweeping across the globe, we're going live, raw, and straight from my study. And right now you can join for just $75 with early bird pricing. Take note, this discount will not last long. Hit the link below, turley.pub/awaken today, and let's write the next chapter together. So here's where Missouri's redistricting connects to 2028 in ways most analysts are missing. The congressional maps being redrawn now will determine the Electoral College battlefield for 2028. Missouri's additional Republican House seat translates to stronger Republican infrastructure and voter turnout operations in what's becoming an increasingly deep red state. But Missouri is, of course, they're not operating in isolation.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you combine it with similar efforts in Texas and Florida and potentially other Republican-controlled states. I mean, we're talking at a coordinated reshaping of the electoral map that could make Democrat paths to victory significantly more difficult. So, for example, historically, he who wins Ohio and Florida wins the presidential election. It's been that way in every single election, if I recall, going back to 1860. There were only two exceptions. 1960, when Kennedy basically robbed the election from Nixon. And of course, 2020. Which goes without saying, given that 4 million voters from that election somehow mysteriously, miraculously disappeared in 2024. But if it's a legit election, and with the election integrity efforts already underway, I think it will be. If it's a legit election, Florida is a bellwether for the South. Ohio is a bellwether for the Midwest. So he who wins Florida and Ohio wins the election. Have you taken a look at the political makeup of Florida and Ohio of late? They're both as solid red as you can possibly get. They are guaranteed Republican victories. Now, keep in mind, it was just a few short years ago when both states voted for Obama twice. But they have since shifted dramatically to the right, as has virtually every other state, including Grease Monkey Newsom's California, which shifted 10 points to the right in 2024. Same with New York, same with Jersey. The nation as a whole is shifting right. And so these new redistricting maps take effect in 2026, they give Republicans two full election cycles to build turnout operations and solidify advantages before 2028, particularly in two bellwether states where he who wins both wins it all. And then there's the looming primary disaster for the Democrats. Now, what's so key with primaries is that primaries are basically the general election in microcosm. This was part of Helmut Norpoth's work of Stony Brook University before he went a little loony and got too much TDS. But he's shown through his studies that he who wins the primaries overwhelmingly almost always goes on to win the general. He who wins the primaries overwhelmingly almost always goes on to win the general. This is one of the reasons why incumbents have such an advantage. Unless they're met, the one exception is unless they are met with a significant challenger in their primaries, like Carter was in 1980s with Ted Kennedy, so he lost re-election, or George Bush Sr. in 1992. With Pat Buchanan, he lost re-election. But because incumbents, generally speaking, win their primaries overwhelmingly, often without any contender, they almost always go on to win the general election comparably, comfortably. By contrast, the Democrat primary is already shaping up to be an utter train wreck. The latest polling reveals a Democrat primary in complete chaos. According to recent surveys, Kamala Harris, who was leading at about 30% nationally just months ago, she has crashed to as low as 6% in crucial New Hampshire primary polling. Meanwhile, in the same New Hampshire polling, she's being absolutely demolished by Pete Buttigieg and Gavin Newsom, but they're destroying each other because they're both tied at 23. There is no breakaway candidate here in the Democrat field. So if Newsom thought he was a shoo-in, I mean, Buttigieg's going to give him a clear run for his money. But what makes it even worse is that Newsom has an all-time low approval rating itself in the 20s. Remember, he's not even popular in California. So here's what should really worry Democrats. The candidates most likely to win their primary are the ones least likely to win the general election. It's baked into the cake of the contentious nature of the primary itself, the Democrat primary itself, but it's also baked into the cake of the 80-20 doom loop. The candidates most likely to win their primary, the ones least likely to win the general election. They are all doubling down on the 80-20 doom loop, which by its nature appeals to the most extreme wing of the party. And this primary is going to shape into a contest of who can outwoke the other. and who can double down more in the 80-20 doom loop. Now, of course, by contrast, J.D. Vance isn't just leading the 2028 Republican primary, he's dominating it in ways that President Trump dominated the primaries in 2016-2020. He has double-digit leads on everyone else. No one even comes close, which means that if he dominates the primary, historically, he should dominate the general. And by the way, he who wins Ohio and Florida generally wins the general. And we all know who's going to win Ohio. How about the former senator from Ohio? And we all know who's going to win in a blowout, Florida. Especially if Rubio's on the ticket. And we're already seeing it in the polls. JD consistently leads Gavin Newsom, 45-42-ish. He beats AOC, 44-40. Pete Buttigieg, 40-43. So what we're seeing unfold here is what political scientists call an electability paradox. Democrats are poised to nominate their least electable candidate, while Republicans are coalescing around their strongest. That's the overall paradoxical dynamic that's happening here. Democrats are nominating their least electable candidate, all the while the Republicans are nominating their strongest. And if that dynamic holds up, 2028 is shaping up to be an absolute bloodbath. So what do you guys think? Let me know. You're the ones changing the world. Let me know what you think in the comments below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. Love you guys. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install a leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.